Hey, hello, audience. My name is Yogi Bear, and this is my good friend Boo Boo.
Hey guys, this is Picasso from the Kiwi and Picasso Show, just like you just heard from the advertisement. And welcome to the Kiwi and Picasso Show. Again, I am Picasso.
And I am Kiwi. Contrary to popular belief, I'm not actually Yogi Bear.
Nor is he actually the fruit, the fruit which is a kiwi.
And I'm not actually the bird.
Okay, that one's not true. He actually is a bird.
Nope. I am a real human.
But I'm a real boy.
But I'm not Harry Truman.
That's... I wonder who wrote that shit.
He probably likes it from the grave.
We need to fire our rioters.
Yep. So hopefully my microphone quality is better this time. I put my glass clean cloth over my microphone. That should help stop all the pops and hisses. The last recording sound like I was making popcorn.
For this one, it sounds pretty bad.
Well, maybe I'll use a different cloth.
Sounds right. like you're in a tunnel.
All right. Well, if you guys wanted me to get a professional microphone, don't forget to donate.
Yeah, give us money.
Yeah, unfortunately, I only get half the donation. So if you want me to get a professional microphone, you got to donate a lot of money.
If you guys don't donate double, then you guys are going to hear him sounding like he's halfway down the hallway.
Yeah. So you got to do better than Mr. Adolf. He's a cheapskate.
Yeah, what do you give a game, like a dollar?
Yeah. Oh, cloth came off. Ugh, I might get a rubber band.
Yeah, like, I was close.
I'm going to get a rubber band, and then we're going to get some rubbers and visit your mother.
I'm going to get my whole band and go bang your mother like a gangbang, bitch. Yeah, so I guess our first topic we could start off with, instead of just going directly into making your mother jokes, which after hearing some feedback, I've heard that that's actually pretty funny, which I'm glad about that. But for our first topic, I was thinking we could talk about reptilians and how they run the world.
Okay. Calm down, David Icke. Icke, whatever his name is.
I don't know. Do you believe that reptilians run the earth?
Nope. Wow, what a short topic.
I mean, it's true that I don't believe that either, but I'm just going to play devil's advocate and say they do run the earth, obviously.
Okay, how's my microphone quality? Do I sound good?
Oh.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Do I sound any good?
No, you don't sound very good. You sound like trash.
You mean it's worse than before?
Yeah, well, I mean, now it's not as bad, but it's pretty bad.
Alright, what about now?
Just do it like you normally do it. It's okay, I guess. That's low.
Well, turn your volume up. My volume's at normal.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's better.
That's because I took the cloth off. Cloth off sounds like a Lovecraftian creature. Oh my god, it's the monster! Cloth off!
Cthulhu!
Alright, how about now?
It's okay, I guess. But yeah, so Cthulhu runs the world.
Interesting. It's funny how people didn't know about Lovecraft until that South Park episode. It's like, who? Oh, I learned about Cthulhu from South Park. It's like, what are you, young or something? I've known about Cthulhu for years.
Is Cthulhu is that the flying spaghetti monster?
No, that's the flying spaghetti monster.
Oh.
Well, I don't know about reptilians running the world. Maybe, have you watched that Simpsons episode where Kang and Kados, the aliens, kidnap like presidential candidates and impersonate them.
So you're suggesting that aliens are to blame for today's society?
Maybe. Maybe. Some people
maybe
seem...
is like a baby waiting to be loved.
Yours. I'll tell you this. Some people say that aliens have had a profound effect upon humanity, the human history in general. I mean, they look at the pyramids and say humans can't build them, even though we've pretty much proved humans can build them by using wheels and slopes and pulleys and slave labor. Anything is possible
right.
with slave labor.
Not time travel, so you can go back and fix all that slave labor.
Whoa, a time machine. How'd you build it? Plutonium and a flux capacitor? No, slave labor. In fact, I've traveled back to the 1800s to get more slaves. And keep in mind, Kiwi and Picasso, we do not endorse slavery, but if you pay us money, we may endorse it.
That's not true at all. We definitely will not do that. No matter what good old Kiwi here says, we definitely will not do that.
Hey, money talks, and money makes me walk to the strip club to get rid of this money.
Money may talk, but so do we. We can verbalize our opinions, and we can say what's right. We can deny those that are giving us money for bad reasons.
Money for nothing! And chicks for free. It's better than chicks.
Chicks? Like chickens?
Yes. Cute color.
Oh.
Alright, so that... To conclude, reptilians. Do they run the world? Well, do you think the reptilians would tell us? Probably not.
No. Does it really matter, though?
I mean, it'd be so funny if you can find actual proof they're reptilians. It's like, who cares? They'd do a better job than humans. I'm voting reptilian.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much how it is. It's like in the case of races, you know, like, this is a species thing. Like, assuming that they were to exist, who gives a fuck?
Alright.
Like, I don't know if you ever thought about it, but it just... They're just like us. They're just like humans, except, like, what makes them so diabolical? What makes them the worst things that have ever existed? Just people saying, reptilians, and we're like, monsters. But we don't want monsters making decisions. Isn't that what they said about the blacks? Real monsters. That's funny.
Alright.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm gonna find, Well, see, a friend of mine, she listens to our podcast. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, and so she found a section of one of our podcasts that she found to be very amusing. She said first, episode 5 is interesting, the LMFAO capital letters. Then, in quotations, she says, that's a blow to the face, and not in a good way. And she follows it up with, you really like your mama jokes, huh? Both of you do.
Hey, they make the show.
Exactly, because we both know that your mother is very slutty.
Yours.
So everything I say is true, and everything you say is wrong.
So, we've got a fan, yay!
Well, I mean, yeah, but you could have just went to the store and got one of those. I mean, it's pretty hot. You know, it's summertime.
Your friends with a fan.
You're friends with cats.
I'm friends with your mother's pussy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, what's his name?
Alrighty. Well, reptilians. I'm just trying to think of something I can go with this.
We could talk about whether or not they exist.
They may exist. They could be created as a result of, you know, human experimentation, created in a lab in a test tube.
For you know, everyone you love and care about could be a reptilian.
I don't think that'd be logical, first of all, because in order for that to be true, that would make me a reptilian, because, I mean, there's no way that I am the only human on Earth, you know, or just even the only human in my area, and in my country, I guess, because, you know.
How would you know? You could very well be the only human on Earth.
Well, if I'm the only human on Earth, that means you are reptilian.
Maybe I am.
Right, but if you are a reptilian, you would tell me.
Yes.
See, that's the sound I make with your mother.
Nope. It'll be funny if aliens come to Earth and they're like, Earth, the dominant species, reptilians. And we're like, oh, what? Isn't it humans? No, reptilians are the dominant species on this planet. Ow.
Yeah. Like, reptilians? What? And that guy you're talking about, like, David, what's his face? I don't know. That guy would be like, I knew it! Everybody would be like, aw.
Yeah, David.
It's like one of those bets that you... Yeah, David, it's like one of those bets that you bet against, you know, like where you put, like, $1 million on one person. I mean, against a person. Because... Like, for example, Pip, at the very end of that episode of the dodgeball episode, where Pip just grabs the ball and like, destroys all the Chinese. Like, nobody expected them to win. So, it's the same thing for David Icke. I keep wanting to say David Duke.
David Duke is your best friend.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. You got friends in high places. Grand Dragon. Oh, sorry, ex-Grand Dragon.
The only friends in high places I have are Seth Rogen and Wiz Khalifa.
Your friends are Wiz Khalifa? Nelson.
Yeah, he's my BFFL.
Ah. Best fucking friend, liquor.
No, best friend forever.
Best friends forever, see?
Interesting.
Thank you. I also find it to be very interesting. But the one thing about it, though, is that I've been lying to you. He's not really my friend. Ha ha, gotcha.
Well, I gotcha too. I didn't believe you in the first place. So you trolled nothing. You lose.
I feel like you trolled me.
I did troll you. Reality trolls you.
Yeah, sometimes.
Alright, well, I got a topic. Recently, New York Times has brought out a front page article smearing YouTubers, saying that they radicalize people to become right wing and violent and extremists and all that, or at least supporters of such things. But two things. Number one, it is an opinion piece, not labeled as an opinion piece or editorial, on the front cover of the New York Times. And number two, the very article debunks their headline, because the writer of the article states that YouTube did not radicalize me, it actually made me a liberal. So it's like, why the hell are you writing this article anyways? You're smearing all these people, which could very well be, you know, illegal, you know, defamation and all that. So that's just silly.
Right, I see where you're coming from, kind of.
Coming from your mama's house.
It's not true, but... One thing, though, is, I don't know what to say about that. I'm just very surprised it happened. Like, there was an opinion piece on the front cover?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really messed up. I mean, I don't really care too much about the content. I mean, opinion piece, who gives a fuck? But, yeah, that's pretty whack. I think that the New York Times, I believe you said, they need to, like, themselves. Yeah.
Yep. And on a similar note, Vox Media wrote an article. No, not wrote an article. They complained to advertisers of Steven Crowder, who you may know, Steve Crowder, and said, "Hey,
here's his name."
Yeah. He's like, you know, this guy is hateful. He's espousing nonsense. Don't advertise to him anymore. The advertisers pulled out from Steven Crowder. Not only Steven Crowder, they pulled out advertisements for every lot of YouTubers. So everyone is losing money. It's adpocalypse all over again, all because one fucking gay writer for
Vox complained, and that he's actually gay. Like, legit homosexual, loves the penis.
Alright, well, I personally know all about Steven Crowder, but for the sake of our audience, can you explain to them who he is?
I don't know
who
he is.
And give as much detail as possible?
I don't know who he is. I think he does like I think he does like a podcast or something. So I know he's a YouTuber. I tell you that.
Yeah, he sounds like a YouTuber.
Yeah, that's what you get on this podcast, people. You get us talking about topics we don't even research beforehand.
I mean, it's not like that. It's just I don't give a fuck.
Well, a lot of your favorite YouTubers aren't getting ad revenue money because they pulled the money, the advertisers, all over one person getting butthurt over frickin' Steven Crowder.
Well, the thing is, I don't care if they make money or not.
Well, if they don't make money, they might not make YouTube videos anymore.
Nope, all the ones that I watch are really good. They're very nice people.
Well, they're not getting money anyways.
Yeah, they are.
Nope. Thanks to gay stupid man at Vox. It's like, what do you expect at Vox? And I tell you this, I think, no, it's Vice. Vice is actually going under. All of these go woke, go broke journalist companies are starting to feel the effects of the brokenness. I tell you this, Mike.com, worth like $200 million, sold for like $5 million. Vice, purchased by Disney for like $200 million or so, now it's sold for like $500,000. Holy Jesus, and it just raised the ire of me. It's like, why is Disney buying news companies? You're making entertainment, stop with the journalism. Especially this fake news, faggotry news journalism that is actually proven to not be profitable.
So the sequel to The Devil's Rejects came out today. I mean, the trailer for it. I don't know shit about that.
Alright, so how was that Devil's Rejects sequel?
As I mentioned, it's only a trailer, and there's only a little bit of it out, but it looks really good. Like, there's a line in which Otis, he says to me along the lines of Otis P. Driftwood, played by Bill Moseley, by the way. He says to me along the lines of, "Be prepared to be burned," and I'm like, oof. That's just like Devil's Rejects. So it's written. It seems like it's written very similarly to the first two. So that's a good sign.
Why do you care about a trailer being released? Wait till the real movie comes out, the full movie. Then you can, you know, celebrate good times. Come on.
Because it's been roughly 15 years since I've seen the characters in action, and actually, I was scared, I guess, that Spalding would be, like, an unenthusiastic person that's, like, going to die or something really fast. Pretty scared about that, because, you know, he's pretty old.
Yeah.
But...
You show me a picture. He looked like he's going to die any second.
Oh, where am I?
Yeah.
Why am I in cloud makeup?
Not the same thing, but in the trailer, he, like, laughs. So I'm thinking maybe he laughs and then is shot or something, or maybe he laughs and that's just how he is the whole movie, and maybe that all these things was trying to throw us off with his face being so, like, exhausted.
Yeah, it may be a last-ditch effort at acting, because he may die. I mean, yeah, he's gonna die, but this may be the last movie he is ever in, because he may die soon after this movie. Or maybe even during the filming of it.
No, it's already filmed.
All of it?
Yeah, it's been filmed for the past year.
Then why is it taking so long to come out? Is the special effects that good?
No, it's not. It's just the movie comes out very soon, like September.
Jesus.
It's taken the past year to edit it, because that's just what movies do. They take a long time editing. First of all, homeboy Rob Zombie, he's been taking the past year or so because he's been on tour. He's a musician, you know.
I know he's a musician.
Then you should know.
I do know. Why are you bringing up stuff I already know?
Well, because what I'm saying is he was he's spending a lot of his time like also doing his concerts and resting and stuff while also editing the movie, so he can't just do all that at once.
Maybe he needs to hire an editor.
Well, obviously.
Might be cool. Oh well, here's another topic.
Alright.
What do you think about video game addiction?
What do you think about it?
Well, recently, here's a bit of context. Recently, some medical board in the United States said that video game addiction is a serious, like, sort of mental illness, some sort of affliction that must be addressed with rehabilitation, medication. Some people are roasting them, saying ridiculous. And I say, well, they're onto something. I remember when Fortnite came out, shortly after Fortnite was released, of the big hype of it all, it actually appeared on my local news because everyone was playing it. People were being unproductive. Students' grades were dropping. People were getting fired because they were playing it at work, which sounds like a very badass thing to do, but you lose your job, so it's a, you know, go out in a ball of flames, I guess. I do think video game addiction is quite troublesome, but of course I don't think either of us can really relate because, you know, we're not addicted to video games.
Right. So I agree, for the most part, not because of your opinion, but because of my own opinion, that...
I agree, it's not with you!
No, I'm saying I agree, and you didn't persuade me at all. Because I definitely do think that it is not really a serious illness, but a lot of people do make it to be a serious illness. Like, for example, there was that case of that girl that was sent to rehab because she had... I don't want to say video game addiction, but Fortnite addiction, basically, essentially.
Yeah.
There's
plenty of cases out there of people dying while playing video games because, you know, they're exhausted. They play for like 30, 40 hours, and they die from exhaustion.
I mean, this was a 10-year-old girl. She was playing like 10 hours a day and like peeing on herself because she didn't want to leave the game and stuff. It was terrible.
Oh, lordy. Ew.
Yeah, they sent her to rehab. She was like 10 or 12, something like that.
Damn.
Look up the article, but it's true.
Fortnite has ruined lives. Never again. Hashtag never again.
It's true. It has definitely ruined people's lives.
Alright, well, what about addiction to buying video games?
No.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of an addiction to buying video games, but it's mostly the thrill of getting good games at good prices. It's funny, I've got, like, more interest in getting good games at good prices than actually playing these games.
I guess what defines a true addiction is something that produces dopamine in your brain, which gives you a feeling of a high. So anything that does that, literally anything that does that, can turn into an addiction. That there's a reason why there's a show called My Strange Addiction. Because anything, literally anything that you like, can turn into an addiction.
Banging your mama's an addiction.
Maybe. No. Well, actually, yeah, sex addiction, that is a thing. But
yes.
Specifically, my mother, no.
Ron Jeremy, how do you feel?
Right, but it has to develop. Like, you can't just give one thing to one person and expect for it to do the same things you do to another person. So, what I'm saying is, it's not really, what's the word, it's not recreatable? Is that what I'm trying to say? Redoable is what I'm trying to convey, but there's a smarter word for it. You know, you're able to test it multiple times. What's the word? Like, whenever you're able to test something multiple times?
Retestable? Repeatable?
Repeatable. Yeah, I think that's the word.
Very smart word.
Wow, in my head, it sounded like it'd be a very hard
one. Wow, tarnation, repeatable. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So... Yeah, I would say anything like that can turn into an addiction. Whether or not it's actually a serious thing like cocaine, would I compare Fortnite to cocaine? No.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
fair
enough.
I can see that, yes. Like, some people are addicted to buying, like, Lego. They just can't stop buying Lego, and it seriously affects their finances. It sounds silly,
right.
But it can happen.
Like, I mean, I've never had cocaine in my life.
Do you want to ever try cocaine?
I guess maybe one day in the future. Like, if I were a rich businessman, that's what I've always said. If I were a rich businessman, then sure, I would say probably, definitely try it. If I like it, then maybe.
All right, guys, so don't just donate money, also donate cocaine for Picasso here. I'm just kidding, by the way. To all the cops listening in, I'm just joking. Don't arrest me.
I said rich businessman. Am I a rich businessman? No.
It's on your definition of rich.
I would say at least a few million dollars.
Okay, people donate a few million dollars and a bag of cocaine. And give them a business, too.
Yeah, keep in mind we split this in half, so that'd be like, say, $10 million will cover it.
Yeah. Give us $10 million, people. Donald Trump, please. Please, my nigga. Give us some money.
You shouldn't say that.
But don't ask for money. I'm sorry.
No, you shouldn't say the N word.
I wasn't being racist. I said porch monkey.
Kiwi, what the hell?
Oh, I'm taking it back.
But that's racist.
That's not being racist. I'm trying to remember the list.
Yeah, I don't remember how that scene goes. She already skipped to the very end. Yeah, no, I don't really believe in, I guess, addictions that are insanely far-fetched. I mean, I believe that they are addictions, but they're definitely on a different level than something like cocaine or heroin, like heroin being a physical addiction.
Yeah.
Pain, I don't think it is.
Like, some people are addicted to tearing paper. Some people are addicted to eating paper.
Okay, now those people are just crazy.
Yeah, some people are kleptomaniacs, addicted to stealing.
That's different because it gives you a rush. That there's like an adrenaline high that comes from that. That's understandable because you're doing something dangerous, the same as you were if you were to be on a roller coaster.
Well, you define addiction as something that creates a dopamine hit.
Right, but how does ripping paper do that?
I don't know. These people are crazy. My daddy's gone crazy!
But it's like, with ripping paper, there's no danger in it. There's no anything.
Well, you might rip your homework. Paper. Oops.
Well, I guess maybe with your homework, but you said paper, so you didn't say home.
I ripped up my degree.
Oops. Oh, God, that would be crazy.
If you rip up your degree, can you get a new one from your university?
I'm sure it probably costs money, because like with a transcript, you have to pay for your transcript.
Oh.
Not much, but I'm sure they have to print it out again, and that I'm sure you have to at least pay for the paper at the very least. If I had to guess, probably like $50. Which really isn't that bad. I could be wrong, it could be like $100, $200. It's better just to not lose your diploma, trust me. I haven't lost my diploma though. I haven't even got my diploma yet.
Got lost in the mail.
No, it comes in pretty soon, actually. For our audience, I recently graduated college. I am 22, going to 23. And my diploma will be on my wall. And I believe I'm going to pick it up tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah.
The probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes they get the addresses too sloppy when they jar them.
The thing about that is that there's a time period in which they want you to go pick them up, but thing is, I don't want to wait because it's like the end of the month whenever they mail them out. Right. And then I could just go tomorrow and pick it up. So it's about an hour and a half drive, but make a day out of it, you know, have fun. Go see the school and be like, oh, I miss this place. It's fantastic. I'll be going to graduate school, so.
You missed it really here for like 4 years. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't been there like a month.
Alright. And then you're going to go to grad school.
At the same place.
Your grad school is the same place as your regular place?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just different classes.
Alrighty. Now, good luck with that.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Everyone donate money so we can get this guy some Adderall.
Please. I'll need it.
Get you some cocaine.
Cocaine! Yeah!
Yes, please. Now, that would be great. No, we're just kidding. Don't do that, guys. That's bad. Nor do we advocate for things like that, because that is very bad.
Yeah. It'd be funny if you say, hey, guys, please donate some cocaine, and then a cop shows up at your house with a bag of cocaine. Here you go, sir. Oh, thanks, officer.
He'd be like, just doing my job. Be like, oh, okay, thank you. Did you know that Bill Murray did Ghostbusters just to pay for his son's college tuition?
Nope.
Yeah, he did. He's open to coming back for the new one, by the way. I don't think they started filming yet, so that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, what do you think about Ghostbusters?
I like Ghostbusters, even though I've only seen the first movie, the second movie. I haven't watched the TV shows. I haven't watched the 2016 all-female remake, reboot, reimagining, re-fucking whatever. So, yeah, I haven't got a lot of exposure to Ghostbusters, just the two movies. But I liked what I saw, and that's that.
That's all you have to see. That's pretty much all Ghostbusters is. I mean, after that, it's just repeating itself a lot. I haven't seen Extreme Ghostbusters or the... I'm sure that is a TV show. But I haven't seen any of the expanded universe, basically. Nor have I seen... I did see the new Ghostbusters. I saw a cam of it a long time ago. Like when it first came out.
Oh, yeah. I also played the Ghostbusters video game.
Oh, nice. I never did that.
They're actually remastering the game. That's cool.
Yeah. Did you play the Back to the Future game?
Yes. Well, the one by Telltale Games.
Yeah, what'd you think?
That was actually pretty good. I mean, I played that before I played their Walking Dead games. But yeah.
What do you think about Telltale? Telltale? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Telltale.
Telltale. Telltale. What do you think about them taking away their games?
Wow. It is a funny story with the Telltale Games. I mean, how can I put this? It's like a death from a thousand cuts. They got a bit too greedy, too expansive, taking on more people than they really need. I think the only games they made that actually made the money was the first Walking Dead game, maybe the second, and I think that's it. I think every one of their games made them lose money because I guess they were just expanding too much too fast. And I guess...
No, that's not what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, why they're taking their games away? Because they don't have the licenses anymore.
Right, but they're not being sold at all.
Well, you better get them before they're gone.
Like, nobody's selling them. So whoever has a license isn't having it for sale.
Which games are going to be taken away?
They've already taken away Borderlands, the Telltale one. Oh, which is bad, because the story leads into the new Borderlands, which comes out soon.
Yeah.
As of this podcast, rather.
I have played that Borderlands Telltale game.
Well, nobody else can play it ever again.
I liked it, but I didn't really like the internecine humor.
I love that. That's my favorite part.
And speaking of which, this month, June 2019, PlayStation Plus is the Borderlands Handsome Collection, which is Borderlands 2 and all the DLC, and Borderlands the prequel remastered.
Really? That's cool. They just added that to Xbox Game Pass. I saw that recently.
Yeah, they're actually working on Borderlands 2 DLC. It's like, whoa, the game's like, I don't know, 7 years old. They're still working on DLC? Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, and the sequel comes out in a few months.
Are you going to play Borderlands 3?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. That's one of my favorite series. I didn't like 2 very much, and pre-sequel, I didn't get into it very much, but I love the first one. The second one was just okay.
I've only played the second game, and I got frustrated, so I downloaded some game saves so I can play the rest of the game with an ultra-powerful person with, like, hacked weapons. It's like, right. Hey, yeah, I can't be bothered, like, being legit. I just want to see the end of the game. So I play the rest of the game legit with unlegit weapons. Ha!
You need to play the first one. The first one's amazing. Whenever it comes out for PlayStation, you need to get it. And I assume you will get it, but you need to play the first one. Like, you already played the second one, but the first one's amazing. Pre-sequel, you can skip if you wanted to, but just make sure you play the first one. So fun, and just play Beck. Beck is fantastic with that game. It's got the same vibes, like Cage the Elephants, you know, Rest for the Wicked's always playing, but Beck has a similar vibe to him, I think. So, like Loser.
Yeah. What's going on with that guy? I think he's caging the elephant.
What?
You know, Beavis and Butthead? Yeah. Watching that stupid Cage the Elephant music video where they're like jumping on cars.
No, I don't remember that.
It's a shame that Beavis and Butthead only came back for one season. They should have came back for at least more than one.
Yeah, that is a bummer. I really wish they would have came back for, I don't know, at least a YouTube channel or something. Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah, really.
I don't know what they would have done. But Mike Judge could have just spent his free time just doing that. Like, that would have been fantastic. He could have just retired and just made a YouTube channel full of just Beavis and Butthead watching modern stuff.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'll watch it.
Yeah, me too. And he'd make a lot more money, probably. I mean, tons of ads, rewatch value. I'm sure people still watch videos from 10 years ago. And and AdSense doesn't change, I don't think. I mean, besides the fluctuation in how much that each impression is called. I mean, each impression is worth. It's called impression.
Right.
Impression being like, every person that clicks on the video, I think. So, yeah. Fantastic if we were to have Beavis and Butthead back. But what I'm really hoping for, as you know, is King of the Hill. I cannot wait for the new King of the Hill season, assuming it does come out, because last I saw it was like 2 years ago, just in negotiations and whatnot, and just discussing it. But that's enough for me to say, whoa, they're coming back.
Awesome.
Yes, I am pretty awesome.
Me too.
Whatever you say, dog.
You're a dog.
Not a dog.
You're the man now, dog. That reminds me, why TMD closed down this year?
Who?
YTMD, you know, it's a old school kind of website where people upload, like, memes.
No.
I think it came out around, like, 2000, 2001, 2002, and it finally closed down because I guess not enough people go there.
You mean Y2J?
No, YTMD.
Yeah, I know.
You know Moon Man?
No.
Moon Man uses the Mac Tonight McDonald's mascot playing the piano. And they use text-to-speech to make him sing some pretty racist songs.
McDonald's mascot?
Gay, gay, gay. You know, Mac Tonight.
You mean Ronald McDonald?
No, not Ronald McDonald. The one with the moon for a head. Mac Tonight.
Moon for a head. I don't know that one.
Well, he came out in the 80s.
That's
why. It was an episode of The Simpsons where Homer like has to leave the house and he gets a cardboard cut out of Moon Man. He's like, from now on, you listen to what he says.
Why?
Because he's Homer. Why is Homer saying the cardboard cutout's in charge? Because it's Homer.
I was actually having a similar conversation to that yesterday with a Spanish-speaking individual. And this individual was telling me that the Spanish version of The Simpsons is better, first of all, because that's what he's used to. Second of all, because to make Homer to be more... I can't remember what he said. I don't watch the show, so I can't really recall. But basically, he didn't like how that not the dub, but the original, how it portrays Homer to be stupid. Oh, he was saying that the dub basically has Homer as a drunk, and you know, a macho drunk, instead of being a stupid child, you know. But then on the counter side, I'm like, yeah, but they explain why he's an idiot. They explain that he has a crayon lodged in his brain.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah. And I guess he never really realized that justifies that. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that the Spanish version of Dracula is better than the English version. Because the original English version with Bela Lugosi, it's very slow-moving, atmospheric, but also kind of dull, because there's long moments where, like, nothing's happening, no one's talking. But the Spanish version, I guess they were on a budget, so they cut a lot of that atmospheric stuff down, so it's more faster-paced, more action, more talking, less scenes of boring nothingness.
All right, well, I don't understand that. Does that mean that in the movie it's a lot shorter?
I don't know. I've never watched it. I've just heard that the Spanish version, not the dub, but they did with actors, new actors, and did it in Spanish. And it's better than the original because it's faster paced.
Right. Have you ever seen The Cabinet of
Dr. Caligari from 1922? Caligari. No. No, I haven't.
I think it's 1918, but yeah.
1922, I think.
Actually, you're probably all right. Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. It's one of my favorite silent movies. It's fantastic. I mean, I don't really watch silent movies, but I just love how that's the first silent movie ever to have, or just the first movie in general to have a twist ending. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, I like Metropolis.
Never saw it. I know it's a long story.
The Queen song Radio Gaga has clips from Metropolis in it.
Radio Kill Gaga. That was terrible.
I never
saw the music video for Radio Gaga either.
What do you mean, either? I saw it.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Alrighty.
What's your favorite Queen song?
Probably It's a Kind of Magic, because that was from Highlander.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
What am I trying to say is, I've watched Highlander. I don't remember if that song is in the movie, but I know it's about Highlander. There can only be one.
What's Highlander about?
I've only watched the first movie. It's about immortal people and they must compete against each other, beheading each other. When you when an immortal beheads another, that counts as a kill. And the last person surviving wins the prize. And I forget who the protagonist is, but the antagonist, the main guy, the tall, bald guy, he plays the chief prisoner guard of the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, they're just all immortal and nobody dies.
Yeah. No. The guys who are competing in this competition, they're immortal, they can't be killed, only by beheading by, I think, another immortal.
But they live.
What do you mean? When they get beheaded by another immortal, they die, they don't live. That's their death.
Oh. Oh, okay. I understand. See, that's just... Why would you want to compete in that, then?
Because there's the ultimate prize, and I don't know what the prize is. I think that's intentionally vague. But yeah, it's a whole franchise that I've only seen the first episode of.
First episode.
Yeah, I heard that the second movie was bad.
Yeah, I've heard the second. I know the movies, I just never watched them. Like, it has Christopher guy, I can't remember his name. Christopher Knight, maybe? Knight, maybe? I don't know. But I know that the third one's Endgame. And all I really know about Highlander is what I saw on Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Of course. Where else would you learn it?
Yeah, I know, right? I just know that Shake, he's like, I want to be a Highlander! And he says the magic words and jumps off a cliff. It's great.
I don't know if I've seen that episode. I've only watched the first 5 seasons of Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I think that's in the first 5 seasons.
And I've only watched the first 5 seasons of Rugrats.
Ever?
Well, I have watched some episodes beyond that with Dylan Kimmy, but I went out of my way to watch the first 5 seasons.
Nice, that's what I did too.
Yeah. And it got me thinking, they're bringing back Rugrats, but I think it's like CGI and bleh.
I think one is 3D animation and the other one is CGI mixed with live action.
Oh, atrocious.
Because one's a movie, the other one's a show.
I read the comic series they recently brought out, which is basically like Rugrats but set in the modern era. Like, trying to think, Chucky's dad uses like a drone to spy on the kids and they're like, what is that bird thing? We must destroy it. And there's one scene where they discuss how to destroy it with Angelica, and it's like a scene out of Game of Thrones where they're like dressed as the characters. We must go forth, babies.
Yes.
And I want to know, because I don't watch Game of Thrones. Everyone's going hyper over the ending of Game of Thrones, and I don't care. And I think people are complaining.
Yeah.
People have, like, complained, oh, the ending wasn't that good, and the people who read the books are like, yeah, well, we knew it wasn't good from the start.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, so I looked it up, and the episode is called Dumber Dolls. It's the one with Jiggle Belly.
Hi, I'm Jiggle Belly. Commence the jiggling, huh?
Yeah, and so for our fans here, our listeners, that right there shows you that you know that episode.
Yeah, I'm sure they know now. I've never seen it before, but I know I've seen that episode.
Yeah, you definitely see that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how about we look at the box office? I'm kind of curious how the box office is going. What do you think about the new Avatar movies that are coming out?
You mean the Airbender?
No, the blue people.
Oh, yeah. I've read about that they were coming out with sequels, but they were taking ages to come out because, you know, they wanted to look as good as possible.
Yeah, pretty much. Took them about a decade. A little bit more than a decade, actually.
Does that translate into decent writing? It looks good.
Well, it's by James Cameron, so yeah, it should be good. I mean, he is the guy that created the Terminator series.
Yes. Hey, there's a new Terminator movie coming out, isn't there?
Yeah, actually, James Cameron's associated with it.
Ah, good.
I think he's producing. Actually, it looks pretty alright.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's called Terminator Dark Fate. Terminator Dark Fate. Sarah Connor joins forces with a female cyborg to protect a young girl from a powerful new Terminator. Comes out November 1st. With Linda Hamilton returning to the role of Sarah Connor.
Interesting. Arnold's like, well, I got fired from The Apprentice, so I'm going to go back to Terminator movies.
And I thought, well, he was in all.
Yeah, I thought four. Genesis would be his last, the fifth movie.
Fifth? I thought so, too. I thought it'd be the last Terminator ever.
I thought it would be like Ric Flair retiring from wrestling. Big hearty farewell, and then he shows up on TNA still wrestling. He's like, hey, wait a minute, I cried over you. I thought you were quitting.
Yeah, like we thought we'd never see you again. this is actually really good. The writer, a writer of the Terminator movie that's coming out soon, is David Goyer, and he
is a boy.
Right, that's correct. Yes, he is a boy. His screenwriting works include the Blade trilogy, Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight trilogy, Dark City, Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman. And he has directed four movies, including Zigzag, Blade Trinity, The Invisible, and The Unborn.
Oh, that's pretty good stuff.
I know, right? Like, it's fantastic. Oh, he also uncreditedly helped write Freddy vs. Jason, Pet Sematary 2, The Puppet Masters, The Crow City of Angels.
Ooh.
He executive produced Ghost Rider.
The Ghost Rider for the Ghost Rider movie.
He's executive producing Masters of the Universe. Wow. I know, right? That's amazing. Masters of the Universe.
Is that with Dolph Lundgren?
I don't know. Dolph Lundgren, I think, was in the original, wasn't he?
Oh, the original.
No, he was in the original, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, no, this guy's associated with the new one. Comes out, I think it's next year. Oh, no. 2021. March 5th. Yeah. Looks pretty... Well, I don't want to say it looks pretty good, but I'm kind of excited. Not that I really like He-Man or anything, but I don't dislike him.
I watched the cartoon series.
I watched a few episodes, but not really much. I don't really remember He-Man, but I remember a lot of Mr. T.
One of the first YouTube videos I watched, well, okay, not really first, but early on when I discovered YouTube, one of the first things I watched was like a parody gag dub version of He-Man. He-Man, The Quest for Chicken. I think it's still on YouTube.
Okay, is that from Robot Chicken?
No, someone took footage and they recorded their own dialogue, and it's funny.
Oh, was a lot of black people?
No, I think it was written by British people.
British people.
Okay, probably not. But yes, He-Man.
You know, you're basically British yourself.
You're descended from British people.
That's true, I am. You're descended from Mr. T.
I pity the fool who don't bang your mama.
I pity your mama. Nope. She got banged by Mr. T. He pities your mama because your mama's a fool.
No! Incorrect.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I have a diploma. I'm right.
Ah, you're one of those people who think because you got a diploma, you are smarter than other people.
Yep.
All right, folks, check back in another 5 years when we're still doing the show, and we'll keep asking him the same question.
Say yes. I have discovered I am a lot more smart. I mean, I'm a lot more smarter than a lot of these people.
Everyone please donate money to pay for his student loan debt.
I'm a lot more intellectualer than a lot of these people.
And there's your proof.
Yes, give me money for more learnings. Because remember, the more you give to us, the less advertisements we have to have for you.
God forbid.
Yes, God forbid that you have to listen to one advertisement. Just kidding. He doesn't forbid that.
Keep listening to the advertisements. They give us money.
Yeah, but wait, we got off topic. What do you think about Avatar?
Who? The Airbender?
Now Avatar. James Cameron.
Oh, I saw the South Park episode, Dances with Smurfs.
I don't remember that. But
it's the one where
the movie should be good.
I'm trying to remember. It's the one where I think Wendy, Stan's like girlfriend, I think ex at this point or maybe on, kept saying something about like little blue people, and Karma's like ridiculous and starts debating her, and eventually like Avatar comes out and he's like, oh my god, Wendy was right. Oh no.
What? Did she just predict Avatar would be a thing?
No, she knew the movie was coming out, so she made up this, like, story that basically resembles Avatar, and Cartman thinks it's all true. Like, oh my god. Oh my god!
Oh, I see.
He probably thinks that Avatar's a documentary, not a fiction.
Maybe. I mean, it's kind of like that one movie, Galaxy Quest. Like the historical documents. You've seen Galaxy Quest, right?
No. I think I've seen a clip. Doesn't it have a black guy who's like naked at some point?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's your mother's favorite thing.
I think it was a black guy. But, I mean, I remember for Alan Rickman and Tim Allen.
And,
Renee Weaver, I think? Is she in that? I think she is. I don't want to say that because maybe I'm confusing her for being an alien, which I know she's in, but, you know, two alien movies, what are the chances?
She's typecast.
Typecast is what? A woman? Do I say aliens?
Yes. Please don't be sexist. She's a strong, independent woman that can... They don't need no alien.
She's a strong, independent woman that don't need no man.
Yes.
Is she a lesbian?
You what? Lesbian?
No, I said she is.
Oh.
Yeah. No, she's really not, though. I'm just kidding. Have you ever seen Holes?
Yes, and I read the book. Well, I didn't read it, but it was read to us in class at school for some reason.
I've seen the movie so many times. I've read the book in English and in Spanish. I read it twice in English, actually. And I also saw all your other films. It's true. I really did. Ask her. Be like, probably right there next to her. Just be like, hey, it's,
Holes? That book's for kids! Shut up!
No.
I studied your mama's holes.
You did not.
I did so.
Yeah, I hear myself. Yep, I hear myself. All the words I'm saying.
Nope.
Yeah, so you don't believe reptilians could be a part of Holes?
Let's go back to that. Those are some weird reptiles. They look weird, and I hear they're poisonous, so don't move.
Yeah, I mean, they are definitely reptilians, but you don't think that John Voight's not a reptilian?
No.
Oh.
Like, it'll be funny if someone writes a book on reptilians and it turns out the reason why it's so accurate is because he's a reptilian.
Exactly. Have you seen the Super Baby Geniuses movies?
I think I've seen the first movie. I remember a scene where he goes to like a shopping mall and he's playing on the arcade machines or something. That's
awesome. I think I remember that. Yeah, that movie's really bad.
Doesn't it have what's-his-face in it? It has some actor in it. Christopher Lloyd, Tim Curry, someone. Oh.
He's in the sequels anyway. I don't remember if he's actually in the first one. I would assume so, because he's in the next two, but you can never be sure about things nowadays. You just cannot. Being sure just doesn't exist today.
Baby Geniuses has got a 2.6 out of 10 in IMDb. 2.6, that's not bad.
The first one?
The first one.
Oh, really? I thought it was... I didn't think it was that bad.
Jeez, the kid, the little baby with the glasses on, he looks like, what's his name, Master of the Skies.
I thought you were going to say, someone else.
Baby Geniuses and the Space Babies, Baby Geniuses and the Mystery of the Crown Jewels, Baby Geniuses and the Treasures of Egypt. What is going on here? John Boy, calm down.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's all fucked.
Jesus, I didn't even know about those movies. I've only heard of the first and second one. Now I find there's more.
Exactly, that's what I've been talking about. It's insanely idiotic to continue making them. Like, who watches those?
Your mama.
I love babies.
That was a pretty good impersonation of your mother.
Yours.
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 Yours. Didn't you do it yesterday? Like, yours.
Well, that's one way to lose a date. Hey, baby. Genius. It should go, ew, baby genius.
Yeah, that's true. That's very funny. That's I like funny. That.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll be
I was
here
trying
all
to
week.
Quote a movie.
My mistake.
Is that Rodney Dangerfield again?
No. It was Shrek. Where he's like, "Thank you, thank you. I'll be here all year." Try to be or something.
I think my comedian choice would be Mitch Hedberg.
Who?
And yours, Mitch Hedberg. You know, like, I used to do drugs. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too.
Oh.
Or, I think Bigfoot is blurry. Actually, that's a good topic. Let's talk about Bigfoot. Do you think Bigfoot exists?
Don't know. Maybe some sort of ape man does exist. But maybe they did exist, but they killed him off, like in Red Dead Redemption.
After Red Dead Redemption?
Red Dead Redemption. I think it's the Undead Nightmare expansion DLC, where you basically have to hunt down Sasquatches.
I thought that was Grand Theft Auto.
They also appear in Grand Theft Auto. Five, I think.
Yeah, five.
You ever play Tony Hawk's Underground 2? There's a Sasquatch in that too.
I don't know that.
Yeah. His skateboard's cool. It can go up hills fast.
It's interesting. But also, did you know that the FBI recently declassified documents showing their investigation into Bigfoot?
How did that go? Did they find any evidence?
Well, somebody had submitted evidence to them, then they analyzed the evidence, and it turned out to be a deer hair.
My bad.
Yeah, so it wasn't even really evidence, it was just hair from a deer. Like, it didn't even say deer, it said, I think it's like a species similar to a deer or something like that. So basically, it wasn't even a deer, but something that's related to a deer.
Oh.
But of course, though, Bigfoot is not a deer.
Yeah, he might
be. Or is related to a deer.
Hey, reminds me of Mr. Pickles, where that one Italian gangster has to hide and goes into witness protection, and they put like a lot of body hair on him, and he basically becomes Bigfoot.
I don't remember that.
I think that's season 2 that happens. And he also appears in season 3, and he takes a deer for a wife, and he's got a really annoying deer son that can talk. He's really annoying. Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, can I touch this? What's going on?
Sounds like Dee Dee.
Hey, Dexter! Ooh, what's this button do? No, Dee Dee! Get out of my laboratory!
Your accent's pretty good on Dee Dee.
Really? I thought I did a more accurate Dexter than a Dee Dee.
You did a pretty good Dexter, I guess.
Dee Dee from the Ramones?
That's the Ramones?
Yes. Trying to remember the names. I remember the names because the, Oggy and the Cockroaches. Three of the Cockroaches are named after Ramones members. Marky, Dee Dee, and someone else.
Your mama's cockroach.
In fact, they made an Oggy and the Cockroaches movie, and I tried watching it, and it is terrible. Like, some things work best in smaller packages, like your dick. But I'll tell you this. You know, you've got your standard Tom and Jerry cartoon. You know, it works best as like a 7-minute thing. You try to blow it up to like an hour and a half. You get the Tom and Jerry movie where they start talking. You can talk!
Me too.
That's some bullshit right there. I didn't
like it that much, but I like The Secret Ring.
Yeah, I like that too. There's a whole lot of direct-to-video Tom and Jerry movies, and people are like, oh my god, Tom and Jerry and Chocolate Factory, it's amazing. It's like, that's the only one you've heard of. I've heard of them all, because I actually did research on this.
I wish I could.
I think I've only ever watched The Secret Ring. Oh, and the Tom and Jerry show. I watched the first season of that.
I don't know if I've seen that.
I tried watching, or what's it called? The Looney Tunes show or Wampus or something, and it's kind of bad.
I used to watch all Looney Tunes things, like, all the time. It was amazing. I used to love Looney Tunes, man.
Yeah. I haven't watched Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Good.
Is it? Are you saying it's good, or it's good that I haven't because it's bad?
The second one.
Oh.
I mean, I think people like it, but whenever I saw it, I didn't care for it. I saw it when I was like 8, though, so maybe now, with the fresh perspective, I might like it.
Oh. So how do you think about that Space Jam 2?
About time. How about you?
I'll watch it. Out of morbid curiosity. I mean, like you said, you know, Looney Tunes is great. So I'll watch it. Because I love those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like 20 years. About time for them to make another movie. I think it was a fairly big hit.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. Introduced Lola Bunny, which is Bugs' girlfriend. And I think the Looney Tunes show introduced Daffy's girlfriend. Which looks like Daffy, but with hair and feminine clothes.
It's kind of fucked up, actually.
I'm trying to remember. Animaniacs has a skunk.
I like Animaniacs.
Yeah. What is it? Animaniacs? No, I don't think it's Animaniacs. It's
Animaniacs. Tiny Toons.
Tiny Toons. That's it. And they have like a skunk, and I think it's implied that it is Pepe Le Pew's daughter. And I'm thinking, damn, Pepe Le Pew scored.
Finally. He's been trying for like 80 years.
Ah, madam, you put the fire in my heart. It seems like every single time it's that black cat that gets like a
paint on it or something and gets a white stripe and is like, ah, Mamoo, a fellow skunk.
Exactly. So it's like he definitely didn't score with that cat. Or else he wouldn't have a daughter.
In the Looney Tunes comics, there's actually I think it's a chihuahua that is obsessed with him. And it's like, oh, how do you like me now? You've got a guy that's obsessed over a girl, and then you got a girl obsessed over a guy.
You also have that stupid little girl that's obsessed over her pets. The cat and dog, I believe.
Oh!
I haven't seen Tiny Toons like a decade, so.
Yeah. You've got Susie obsessed with Johnny Bravo. He better not make any moves on her, or the cops will show up.
Well, you never know. They're pretty slow. Cops don't always show up, you know.
Yeah. Oh, the cops. Stereotypical cartoon cops. Indubitably, my good son.
Indubitably? I saw that GIF not that long ago. Do you say GIF or JIF?
I say GIF. Because JIF reminds me of, like, toilet cleaner.
That's a brand of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. That peanut butter that I see in import shops. And Kraft. It's like, oh, no wonder Americans have depression. They have to eat this stuff.
That's terrible. See, I remember I had known some more New Zealanders, and they were always talking about how bad box food was. And I was like, box food? What do you mean box food? And they're like, yeah, food in a box. And I'm like, your food doesn't come in a box?
Well, if it's frozen, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, ew, box food. And I'm like, it's pretty common here. And they're like, ew, Americans. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I used to eat box food because I was poor. I mean, I still am, but at least I know better. Your
Maybe
food
now.
Comes in a box. Yes.
What do you eat now?
I eat your mama now. No, I don't eat box food. Though sometimes I do get things that come in a box, like little mince pies. Try not to eat mince pies because the pastry is high in fat. But I've got some Angus beef. Angus beef's good.
I like the Angus beef from Burger King. They didn't really get Angus burger about 10 years ago. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time back. Coming. A little different now. Now's Angus.
Angus Young.
Very Scottish.
There was also a ciabatta at Jack in the Box that was really good.
We don't have Jack in the Box. I think at one point we did have Hungry Jack's, which is like Australian Burger King. Yeah, Hungry Jack's. Who's Jack? I don't know. Jack in the Box.
The reason why it's funny is because Hungry Jack is a brand of pancakes here, but it's also a brand of waffles, or maybe it's the same thing. Like you just cook one differently. But,
You're the nephew of Aunt Jemima, and you're you're the nephew of Uncle Toby too. Uncle Toby. No, Uncle Ben. That's his name.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom's cabin.
Uncle Ben's from Spider-Man.
I remember we had to read Huckleberry Finn in high school, and of course everyone went, oh, when we got up to those particular words. You know the word?
Yeah, I do know the words. Like, I don't want to say it.
Yeah, I don't want to say it because some sponsor's going to run away. You know, we were fine with your podcast until you had to say that Huckleberry Finn word.
I'm sure.
There's a reason we don't have a million subscribers. Not subscribers. Subscribers. There's a reason why we don't have a million fans. It's because of Huckleberry Finn ruining that word for us.
It's our word.
Yeah, we're taking it back.
Yep.
Yeah, like, Public Enemy be like, yeah, we want our own things like that. We'd be like, bitch, we're taking it back. Like, Porch Monkey, we're gonna take that back too. I mean, our beautiful Vandal has already started the movement.
That's right, folks. Donate to us to support the Porch Monkey movement.
Yes. Support to us to, yeah. Donate to us to support Randall Graves. He's the guy that started the whole Porch Monkey coming back thing.
Yes. I like the part where the cops finally come and they see, like, the donkey show, and then they see the back of the t-shirt. Porch Monkey! It's okay, we're taking it back.
I haven't seen that in like a few years at least, no doubt about that. Clerks 2. Oh my god, I would love to see Kevin Smith in person. Like, just go to a Hollywood Babylon or
Hollywood.
What's that?
A restaurant.
Oh no, is it from Pulp Fiction?
No, I think it's from The Simpsons. I like that when they opened it, it's got like a car jammed in the side. It's like, oh my god, look, they put that car in there. That's so clever. And it's like Hans Molman, help me! Implying
did
that
he...
No, Hans Molman, the old guy, gets killed.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it's implied that he mistakenly drove into the building because he's old.
Right.
He also drove the truck that... got Homer in the hospital because Homer ran out the hospital onto the street and Hans Molman's driving the truck. Oh dear! Stamps down, the truck stops. Woohoo! Then one of the cars on top of the truck lands on Homer.
So you know, he went to the hospital. You mean like the Dead Zone episode?
No, the episode where he takes the family and Grandpa out to like a Western Summerway camp or something and Grandpa Simpson's kidneys blow out.
I remember that. You hear like a big pop. I've always thought about that. I'd be like, oh, I hope my kidneys don't pop.
So what you're saying is I don't need new tires?
Oh.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. We talk about Simpsons a lot, but we're not endorsed by Simpsons. Hey, Matt Groening, give us some money. We'll talk about Simpsons some more.
That's how you say that? Groening?
That's how you say it. It's groaning. You don't say like your mama groaning.
It looks like the word groaning. Except for the E.
Yeah, it's weird.
Pretty close.
Very close indeed.
Pretty close to your mother's privates, yeah?
Nope.
Yeah, I am. Go ask her.
Nope.
Why not?
Your mother's near and dear to me. Head! Who? Huh?
What?
Huh? What you say? I got a secret formula. You know that song? Well, I am singing that Dexter's Lab song.
No.
I remember watching that and thinking this is weird. And then when Black Eyed Peas became popular, I was like, hey, I know that guy, Will.i.am, he did that Dexter's Lab song.
I do know Will.i.am.
He is a Dr. Seuss character. I do not like it, Will.i.am. I do not like Fergie in a van.
Yeah, the song Wow.
He also did that song that plays on MTV Classics all the time. How's that song go?
It is a Black Eyed Pea.
God damn it. Let me look it up. Black Eyed... No, Black Eyed Pea is not Black Eyed Balls. Oh, Where's the Love? That's the song. Where is the love?
I don't know that one. No idea. Is that from the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, it's sung by the Black Eyed Peas.
I had no idea.
Do you like Fergie when she was in No Doubt?
She wasn't in No Doubt.
Do you like her as a solo artist?
Good question. I don't know, I feel like she's what some people call bougie.
Ooh.
Like, I guess the word comes from bourgeoisie, but like, I feel like she's very, I don't know if I'm using this right, but first, in your face. Second, tacky.
Yeah, she's got a bit of a pink vibe to her. Girl power. Yeah. Well, that girl power is getting annoying. Get back in the kitchen. Show me your girl power by making sandwiches.
Like, Fergalicious definition makes all the boys go loco. She's just rapping about how sexy she is.
And keep in mind, we're not sexist, but some women do belong in the kitchen, like your mama.
That's wrong.
It is the true statement of the year.
Well, it would be true on opposite day, but today's an opposite day.
When's opposite day?
I don't know. I don't think it really exists.
Okay, well, maybe we can petition to the Trump administration to get an opposite day.
What do you think about Donald Trump saying something along the lines of that if Hillary were to have won, if she had done everything that Donald Trump has done, that she would have had a day named after her?
I don't know, maybe. Gotta remember, everything Trump says isn't true. Sometimes he jokes. He says...
No, I'm saying, what do you think about that?
What, Hillary Clinton Day? Ew!
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, what do you think about them making that a holiday? I'm saying, what do you think about him saying that? Like, do you think he's right? Do you think he's wrong?
Probably wrong.
Right, they probably just give her a day because she's the first female president.
When you are a male president, your wife becomes first lady. That means that if you're female president, your husband becomes first man. The first man!
But not the first man on the moon. It's really good to make that distinction.
Really? Man on the moon. If you believe your mom's
on the character you said earlier with the moon face.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, my Wi-Fi is off, and my Fortnite is not playing. Actually, I was connected by wire, so that's even worse. For the viewers that are wondering, I'm actually on data. So, that's why I'm not kicked off of this podcast.
Yeah. I remember. So, what do you remember, huh, you bitch-ass fuckface? What do you remember? I remember the Alamo! Yeah!
You know, you look like Pee-wee.
You.
See, the audience, they don't know what you look like, so they're just going to picture you as being Pee-wee right now.
Nope. Your mother can attest I'm anything but Pee-wee.
So you would be... Peter Griffin?
Nope, you.
But that's anything but Pee-wee.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope, never. You are the liar.
What do you think about the new Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie?
Might be cool. I mean, I can't judge until I see the finished movie.
Okay, so I guess that brings us back to trailers.
Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, reacting to trailers and stuff. So do you just not watch trailers?
I only watch trailers of things that I can possibly like. Like, Crash Team Racing, the remake. I've watched some trailers of that, but I've also watched gameplay footage. I don't just stick to trailers. I also want to watch gameplay footage if there is any. Because as I've stated before in previous episodes, hint, hint, people, please watch. Sometimes trailers can be misleading, which is why I want to get as much information as possible.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed too about the video game trailers. They typically are like CG animated. It's crazy.
Yes.
I like, whenever I watch it, I want to see a gameplay trailer. I don't want to see a movie that I'm not going to be playing with.
I know, right?
Exactly. Like, I always thought that about Halo. Like, there's always a new trailer. Not always, but like, whenever they were coming out, there was always a new trailer. And the trailer was always like, I don't know, like one of those Resident Evil CG movies, like The Generation or something. Like, really good graphics. Like, graphics, just really good animation. It's just, it's not hard to top Halo 3's graphics, like, for a particular trailer. So, whenever I saw that, I thought that was from the game, and it disappointed me.
Well, I'll tell you this. The current episode is about to come to an end. We're almost at 1 hour and 30 minutes, but I think next episode, we should talk about E3, maybe.
That would be cool. E3.
Yeah, you're going to ask me what E3 is, don't you? Oh my god, you don't know what E3 is.
No, I know what E3 is. E3 is like a video game conference convention thing where they reveal stuff.
Yes. Hey, there may be a thing or two worth talking about. Everyone's doing reactions. Let's join in. Maybe we can get a few donations. Hint, hint.
Exactly. Maybe everyone else will like us because we're going to be relevant and like everyone else.
We don't want to hear about Reptilians. We want to hear about the new Halo.
Do they cover Nintendo?
Maybe. I know they've done Ubisoft and Square Enix so far.
No, I'm saying, like, will Nintendo be at E3?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think Sony is, though. I think Sony said they're not going to do E3. They've got their own conference. I don't know why.
Nintendo had their own conference.
Yeah, I'm not going to guess. I'm not going to admonish them, punish them. I'm just going to say, okay, fair enough. Do your thing, we'll do ours. I mock you.
Right. To me, it really doesn't matter. I mean, just give one thing earlier than the other one.
Yep.
Like, Nintendo, I think, was the beginning of the month.
So stay tuned for that, folks. We've got the E3 special. Maybe I'll actually watch an E3 video so I know what the hell I'm talking about.
And that's tomorrow?
The E3 has already started. I don't know when we're going to do the next episode. Hopefully I want to do some research beforehand.
I was going to say it'd be cool to have that for, like, a 10th episode spectacular.
Yeah!
Oh, right. Episode 8. Exactly. I mean, a 9th episode spectacular? That just sounds dull.
Our 9th episode spectacular, yay!
Yeah, who does that? It's always like something with a 0 or a 5.
Your mama does it. My 9th black man, yes.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Well, anyway, I feel like that is the end of the podcast for today. So, 8. And, this has been Picasso, and that is Kiwi.
Yep, I am the Kiwi. The person, not the fruit or the bird. Or the fruity bird.
He did say he was a bird.
With the birds I share your mother's nudes.
Well, anyway, you guys, we'll see you guys in the next episode, and we appreciate all you guys do, like, listening to us. That's a lot. And we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Yeah, if you don't listen to us, you're a bitch.
You. You.
One thing to take away from all this is your mother.
Yours.
That's one thing you can do for your comedy thing. You can go up on stage, take my mother, please. And they'll go, you keep her.
No, it's an Andy Kaufman joke. I saw it in the movie.
Good. Steal his jokes. Who's going to yell at you for stealing his jokes? He's dead.
His friend.
Coincidentally, he happened to be in the right place at the right time. Oi, you a bitch! You stole his jokes! Oh!
Or maybe one of his biggest fans. I don't know. I mean, Andy Kaufman's a pretty well-known figure.
Yes. Jim Carrey's in the audience. Hey! Hey, Jim Carrey!
You never know. Jim Carrey could be there.
Yes. Did you vaccinate your kids, Darren? Oh, no. I don't have kids.
I don't have kids.
If I did, I wouldn't vaccinate them.
Wait, who is Darren?
Tyrone's boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay, so that's it, folks. Just about to sign off. Don't forget to check out our YouTube, subscribe, check out anchor.fm, listen there if you want. Support the show.
Yeah, so listen on anchor.fm. That is anchor.fm/QEand. Picasso Show. I never remember one of the names. Probably never going to this move.
If you don't know how to spell anchor, go visit your mother. She hangs out with the sailors all the time.
They'll show you a picture of one.
I asked a sailor for a surprise. He showed me a picture of your mother. All right, that's it, folks. Goodbye, good night. Don't let the black people bite.